lot of discussion on the campaign trail about Medicaid, Medicare for all, but do we have the money or the organizational expertise to pull off a complete overhaul of the healthcare system? We called up 6th District Congressman Derek Kilmer, who sits on the House Appropriations Committee.
To me, the two big public policy questions that get wrapped up in the sort of single-payer conversation are, one, what does it mean in terms of people's ability to get access to care? So, for example, I represent the Olympic Peninsula and a lot of rural providers, and I've asked each one of the hospitals in my district, so tell me about your payer mix and where do you make money and where do you lose money? They take a bath on Medicaid, most of them. They lose money, and they lose money on Medicare as well. They generally make it up on commercial payers, on private pay, and on people who have employer-provided insurance. What I've asked them is, so what if we just moved everyone to Medicare? And the response has been, if we do that without a substantial increase in reimbursement, we're in real trouble because right now we lose money on Medicare patients. The second big question is, if you're going to tell 160 million Americans who get insurance through their employer that they're going to have that taken away from them, you have to be ready to ensure them that it's going to be a better and perhaps more affordable plan than what they have now. I haven't seen that answered clearly, that it would be a better plan. My personal take is, one, as a Democrat, I am absolutely for universal health care, making sure that everyone in this country has access to quality, affordable health care. Paul Krugman did a great piece where he said there's multiple paths to that. Single payer may be one, but there's other paths like what he looked at, the Dutch system, for example, where he indicated that he called that Obamacare done right, where you have, in essence, the protections of the Affordable Care Act, you have employer provided health care, and then you have Medicare for all who want it, in essence, a public option, which I've been supportive of, the notion that if someone doesn't want health care through their employer, doesn't have access to that, they're able to get health care through one of the public systems, whether that be Medicaid or Medicare.
Well, going back to what you were saying about your conversations with rural hospitals in your district, that's exactly what I have not heard from most of the Democrats who talk about Medicare for all. And I'm glad that you talked to them, because what I hear is exactly what they told you, that the reason Medicare works is because there are so many people who are not on it and who are paying full freight so the hospitals can afford to take the Medicare patients. Because Medicare for all doesn't just mean covering everybody. It means covering them at an artificially low rate at which the hospitals cannot make money. So at some point, I'm curious, when you run into some of the people running for president around the Capitol, do you point this out to them, that you can't simply promise Medicare for all unless you find out what the actual effect is going to be on the hospitals?
Well, we've invited, I chair a coalition in the Congress, and we've invited every presidential candidate to come and meet with us. And I think that's, the discussion around how do we provide access to quality, affordable health care is going to be part of that conversation, which, again, I actually am pretty excited about that. It is such a fundamental contrast to the previous few years that I'd been in Congress, where all of the discussion was around how health care was going to be taken away from people and how protections were going to be taken away from patients. The reality is 100% of Democrats in the House believe that we need to provide more access to more quality, affordable health care. And there's going to be a debate and discussion about how best to do that. I actually think it's great that these bills are having hearings, that there's multiple solutions on the table. What an amazing contrast to the previous few years. So part of my job is to make sure that I'm protecting the interests of the folks that I represent. I want to make sure, I have talked to too many people who feel like they're an illness away or an accident away from financial despair. I've talked to too many people who've gone through that process. And I would also mention, and we've talked about this before, part of the equation also has to be around improving access to prescription drugs. I think you will see in the weeks ahead an effort to bring forward a bill that's focused on that, most likely through price negotiation, as is done under Medicaid and under the VA. So there's a lot of issues wrapped up in healthcare, and thankfully, because the House is under new management, you're actually starting to see some forward motion on this stuff.
I am curious, we're talking about the presidential candidates, do you see them much around the Capitol? And at some point, do you end up endorsing one of them? And Can you jeopardize other friendships by endorsing someone?
Well, it's an unusual position to be able to count a number of presidential candidates as friends, and I really do. A number of them are colleagues, a number of them are former colleagues, and I've got one that's a constituent. Jay Inslee, I see
right.
the most. In fact, he walked with us in the 4th of July parade on Bainbridge Island. And
was he?
I'm very excited.
Was he whispering into your ear? How about an endorsement, Derek?
Oh, I gave it to him.
You did?
I am enthusiastic about both his focus on climate, but him being a spokesman for the state of Washington and some of the successful policies we've had here in the state of Washington.
It hasn't caught on, though, nationally, has it?
My hope is that we're going to see a debate that gives a little bit more time to some of the serious candidates in the months ahead. And I think Governor Inslee has a lot to add to that debate, frankly, not just around climate change, but around some of the economic success we've seen here in the state of Washington.
Sixth District Congressman Derek Kilmer.